TGIFF besties. Woohoo! We finally made it. We survived. Congratulations, ladies.
Thank God.
It may be early when people listen to this, and it's the Ides of March today. So,
Oh, sounds all serious.
Well, I mean, it was for, you know, in Caesar, right?
Right, like that was a thing. Yeah. In the Roman Empire.
Exactly. That's my Roman Empire.
Oh, right, my God, that's a good question. What is y'all's Roman Empire?
Thank you. Okay. Lee, you know what that means?
Yes, but also no. Like, I've seen all the videos. It just means the thing that keeps me up at night, right?
Yeah, like the thing that you always oddly think about for no fucking reason.
Yeah, it started because someone texted her. That's her husband.
Like, she's like,
do you ever think about the Roman Empire? And he's like,
every day or something.
Every day. I asked Dan. He was like, never. But one of my friends sent that to her husband, and he was like, at least once a week, if not more. And she was like, what?
Oh,
and he's like,
God,
I still can't understand how the Carthaginian, he wrote the thing, and she just sent a meme, and she wrote the meme like, are you serious, Clark? And he kept going, and she was like, OMG, please stop. It's a thing.
It's a thing.
What's your Roman Empire thing that you think about all the time, Lee?
I don't know. I feel as though I overthink about everything equally, to be honest with you. I don't know. It's hard to pull something, you know? Like a topic that's not about me or like my dreams or aspirations or something. Does that count or no?
Well, that's a good, for
thinking
sure.
Thinking I'm a failure all the time. So wondering what I need to do next, that sort of thing.
Oh, mine's a lot more shallow.
Yeah, same.
Oh, really? I don't have a Roman Empire. I need to figure that out.
Mine's my so-called life. It was only one season.
Wow. Jared Leto.
And I never stopped thinking about that show. Also, 10 Things I Hate About You. Ugh. Same thing. Never stopped thinking about it. I still quote it.
So good. I love that so much.
Maybe I have a Roman Empire. I think I just got one. I'm an Anglophile. I'm an Anglophile, which means I'm obsessed with Brits. Like, obsessed with Brits. That is my Roman Empire ever since I was young, okay? And started having feels. That sounds terrible. But, oh my gosh, like, the accents, y'all.
Okay,
I just
say,
love
like,
it.
The accent.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm just obsessed. I just adore them. I just adore. I don't know why. Yeah, I don't know why. I'm not talking about their politics or whatever else, their millinery and all that bullshit. I just think they're fun as fuck because they're so crude at times. And their language, I say that in a loving way, but gosh, you know what I mean? So yeah. I have a fixation is what it is. So maybe that's why Roman Empire. I'm always like, yeah. Brits, 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 you know? That sounds terrible. I sound like a big old hoe bag on Friday. This is happy hour. I've been drinking. Just exactly. Yeah.
I'd say mine. Nope. You didn't ask, but I'm just going to jump it in. It's like,
I was about to ask you.
No, we're all giving our Roman Empires. This is a good lead in.
It's like a panel at a conference when like people talk and you're like, one answer will do, but everyone jumps in. But this isn't quite, you know, like, just adding something on here. No. But mine is Johnny Depp's accent because it especially hits home because he is from Kentucky and yet he seems to think, yes, he's from Kentucky, but you listen to him and I think he too clearly is an Anglophile or Francophile because he has that accent and it drives me, really wild because I'm also probably Roman Empire as all things Kentucky, in particular, Louisville, Kentucky. I love it. Fantastic place. Uh-huh. Hit me up anytime with your questions for recommendation. Louisville. But is Johnny Depp's accent and why? Like we see you. Like it's one thing to do that if people haven't seen you as a child or whatever, but like it's weird.
It's just the drugs, I thought. I mean, that's not, I mean, you know, isn't that drugs?
I mean, you can blame, no, it is not. It's pretension.
It's purposeful.
It's high tension, which is pretension. You can blame drugs for a lot of things. He's not one of those people that woke up on a beach and had that accent. People you see on Daily Mail. Oh my God, woke up on a beach and...
Yes. It's like what I always say. You can take the hoe off the streets. You can't take the hoe out the hoe. It's the same thing with those Kentucky roots. That's what you're getting. I get it.
It's right. You can't.
Yeah.
You see it, Lee. You guys both see my Kentucky roots for sure. Mm-hmm.
He is an actor though. So he's played a lot of different parts. So maybe it's like, you know, like how many fucking Pirates of the Caribbean?
No.
How much treasure is there out there? Damn.
I know, right?
No, you have lots of famous actors and actors. actresses. You have Jennifer Lawrence. You have George Clooney. I mean, we could literally spend this whole happy hour.
Yeah, but they usually just use their own voice, right?
Jennifer Lawrence doesn't. She's definitely had some accents. I'm gonna hit up in our stories and defend myself and add some of these in. But no, it is unnecessary and fake.
No, I get what you're saying.
Just own it.
Don't, you know, he had his wife's shit.
And it's your Roman Empire.
That's true. Well, and also, like, as an aside, people frequently call me Amber Heard. When I get, like, go to Walmart and pick up a delivery, it'll say Amber Heard, H-E-R-D.
Okay. Yeah. I was like, wait, what? Why?
Yeah.
It took me a minute. It's been a long week.
I was like, I'm sorry, what, Curtis?
Sorry. If you're listening, you'll hear it from my son. I wish my name was Curtis. And then we would be Jamie Lee Curtis. So, but anyway.
Yes. But anyway, I mean, just the way they say, bottled water. Oh my God. Oh my God. It just like drips in my ear. Jesus Christ. Anyways, I digress.
Wait, I have a question, Lee. I demand an update. Remember, Jamie, time Lee told us about the topless
cliffhanger.
The cliffhanger. So the guys, so tell us what happened and what we have learned. I've been waiting all week.
Titties Tom.
I can't remember. Tom. He had a little nickname, right? Topless technical teammate who was just chilling in his office. That's the recap.
I hope his name is not really Tom.
No, I don't think it is. Okay. But let's hope it's not anyway. But if you'll recall, this person, it was a guy, was just hanging out in his office, like completely shirtless. And of course, you know, has a history. He's a frequent flyer of, you know, letting it all hang out. But typical HR, right? I have not received a thorough, adequate update this entire week.
You know, I have a complaint.
And I've resorted, of course, to reaching out, demanding the update. And all I got was, OMG, this week has been absolutely nuts. I haven't had the chance to do anything. Well, no shit. You work in HR.
Yeah. Hello. Welcome to HR.
This case is so complicated because of all of this history with the employee. Simple answer is we met with them and they admitted to it. They like to do it. And we took steps to remediate the issue. And of course, I'm like, no, absolutely not. That is not enough.
Yeah.
I want all the juicy deets. And of course, there is juicy deets. And so
we
need those juicy deets.
So your friend is withholding.
You feel like an employee, though, when they have those complaints and they raise them and they don't hear back. And so they have to reach out. So just remember, HR, people need communication. Even if you don't have a full update, even if you can't proactively reach out for people, don't make them come chasing you. Yes. Like Lee's having to chase her anonymous-ish friend.
Exactly.
And then saying something very formal using corporate speak like we've remediated it. Like, the fuck does that mean? What does that mean from my experience? Are they going to apologize? Yeah. Are they not?
Did he say he'll close his door next time he gets his tits out? Like, I want to know.
Okay. Like, who the hell do you think you are using the word remediate to me when we've taken shots off a hooker's ass? Oh, man. But there's always those fun details with investigations, right? So we demand answers. We absolutely demand answers and we will get those answers. Ugh.
We need to have a real meeting about that in investigations, but that's not a happy hour topic. Only the juicy details are.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. That'll be fun. Yeah, we do. We need to put a pin in that. Put that one in the parking lot. We will film an episode about investigations.
We'll circle back to that. We won't sunset this topic.
Exactly. In fact, we should cover that in April when we meet again to film some full staff meetings. And where are we meeting, ladies?
San Antonio, Texas.
Yeehaw. Lee, were you waiting for one of us to say yeehaw?
I wasn't expecting yeehaw because we're like 75% Hispanic, but that's totally fine.
I know. I'm like, is that a Texas
thing? San Antonio. Yeah, no, it is Texas. Oopsies. That's yeehaw and Hattie and all that bullshit. You know what I mean? That definitely flies here. But yes, we're meeting in San Antonio, first weekend of April. I cannot wait to welcome y'all down here, especially because if you know anything about San Antonio, we're coming up on fiesta time. And that is a big thing here. It's like a big old 10-day money-making drunk festival kind of like, think Mexican Mardi Gras. But we absolutely love it. It's so much fun. And so y'all are going to be here a couple weeks before that. So like the hype will be starting. Everything's going to be decorated.
Oh, yeah.
But if you want to see us, let us know. Mm. Because, you know, we committed to you all to have meetups like everywhere we all three are going to be together. You know,
we did it in Atlanta. And that was that we had some some besties that are listening right now. Some of our besties.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I didn't think people would show up, but they did. And man, that was awesome.
Why wouldn't people show up to a bar?
Well, I know, but it was a rainy night too.
It
was a cold
and really probably more for y'all than me, but that's okay.
No,
we packed
not at
that
all.
Place, girl.
Pull that 50th birthday party.
Yeah, it's true.
I mean, we were kind of like there, but.
Well, yes, we shared the venue with the 50th birthday party. But what was funny is when they were singing happy 50th birthday.
Yes, they did know you, Lee. Yeah. Are you or do you know HR Manifesto?
Well, that's because I have a big face. And that's what shows up on the socials.
Well, you're also tall and gorgeous.
Well, okay, I'll take
it. Yeah, Lee's a stunner. But yeah, but listen, I'm like talking to a friend. I turn over and here come Lee and Jamie hopping over to the table and they're like, we got cake. And I'm like, where's the third plate? But where's for the besties? Well, no, you shouldn't pass up free food. I'm not asking you to get less. I'm asking you to bring more. Besties, besties not bring some cake to a bestie? And then I'm going to go over there now. They don't know me, so.
Oh, your manager method.
That was rude, actually.
It's true. I'm the mom. What is the message? Mom. Someone responded to him and they're like, mom, manager, mom.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Now, we all carry around different stressors, big and small. And some of us wear our emotions on our sleeve and some of us not so much. But regardless, when we keep all of those stressors bottled up, it can start to affect us and those around us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever is weighing you down. Now, this is especially important for those besties out there that work in HR or perhaps are a people leader, manager, boss, because people be people, and don't they? They really do. And so you need to make sure you have an outlet to share so that you can thrive. If you're thinking of starting therapy, why not give BetterHelp a try? It's entirely online, so it's completely designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/HRBesties today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/HRBesties. Stay well, besties.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow wherever you are. Tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
This is the last day that we are all the same age.
Oh, yes.
Tomorrow is my birthday. And so if you all know, we are literally all three of us are the same age until tomorrow when I again will become the elder of the group. So you have to bring me cake on that aspect. Yes. You have to do as I say, children.
Yes. So for Ashley's birthday, we are asking the besties to please go and like, subscribe and all that. But specifically, let's leave a review.
Oh, I like that.
I'd like a 5-star review, but you know, I can't tell you that.
You're so creative. That is a good birthday present.
So yeah, you should like leave a review for a birthday present for Ashley and just like say how amazing we include are, all, specifically Ashley, because it is her
yes.
birthday.
Give her all the flowers.
I can buy my own flowers, but I like the reading them.
The social flowers.
I love her. I love that. That is so nice. That will really make my day to see those pop up. And I wonder, I don't know how long it takes for reviews to pop up, but probably a couple days. And so, you know, like you go through on Facebook and see the birthday. Well, I'll ask this. Are you guys on, do you guys do Facebook? Are you Facebookers? Jamie are.
Oh, yes.
Nope.
Jamie,
does everything.
You know I am.
No, I'm not on there. And I don't have any personal accounts anywhere.
I mean, Lee and I literally are like the yin and the yang on this. And Jamie and I are two peas in a pod on this. Unlike my birthday, I will go when people leave me a birthday message, I will go and individually love and respond to each one of them. Because I do, I love reading them and I get so excited. That has to be your worst nightmare, Lee.
No, I mean, I like being loved on. Okay. But I think that's neat. You know, I remember that, but I guess it wasn't neat enough for me to stay on the Facebook, right? I mean, so, but you know, for my birthday, send me cash, you know? So for Ashley wants a review, you can send me money.
She's still calling it the Facebook.
I got that book recently. My husband was like, what is this? It was like the 5 love languages. Because when yes. people talk about it, yeah. I'd never read it before. And so,
oh my God, yes.
I hear people talk about it and I don't know. So I couldn't, good. I literally couldn't name, I'm only a few pages in, so I couldn't name all 5. When he said, I was like, what is this? And I said, when people talk about it, I want to know what they're saying. And so I do think I'm probably a words of affirmation person, I guess. Mm-hmm, so, mm-hmm. So yeah.
What else
nice.
Are you?
I appreciate a review.
Remember, I made a joke the other night. No, like your love language is websites. buying website addresses.
Buying domains.
Man, this bitch has like 50 domains she's bought.
Yeah.
Oh my. Yeah, and I say that lovingly. No, oh my, it is no, unreal. It's impressive.
I do. I do. I was about to say 100%, but we don't say that in the podcast.
Yeah, we use
that up in season 1. But yeah, I love a good domain. In an upcoming episode, you will hear about a domain that I purchased while we were recording season 2, and
oh,
you'll
yes,
hear it.
Yes.
But in the meantime, you can go to one of my favorite domains, which is quainttech.com.
I was going
to
say.
Oh, yes.
K, yes. K, it's always a good tech company name.
Quaint rhymes with.
KWAINTTECH.com. I think it's 2 T's in there. But that's I made up a fake website for Luke's company. And so you can go and look at that and I'll add
clever.
Lee was like, what the fuck? I love domains and making fake websites.
So that's the 6th love language.
Yeah.
Domain
sets. Sure. Domain. What's your guys' love language?
Oh man, you're going to make me look this up now. Cause I have to like, remember.
I know I can tell you that I love to give.
Yeah.
Yes. Like,
I'm obsessed and like, I take my time and I'm very thoughtful. You might've said you liked something 6 months ago and I put it in my little head. Matter of fact, Ashley, your birthday present that should be arriving soon.
Oh my gosh, making me look bad.
So, yeah.
Sorry. Sorry, Lee. Just leave me a review,
like
Lee.
Gifts.
Actually, you know what, Lee? Leave
no,
us gifts a review
is one.
For
that's
leave
number
us,
3.
Leave us a review for the podcast, Lee, and do thanks, Jamie and yes. Ashley with an 2 exclamation points.
Yeah, I was going to say, but get those 2 exclamation
yeah,
points.
Let's, yeah. Maybe Lee will follow us. Do you think Lee will follow us one day
no,
for our birthdays?
She will never follow
that's
us.
A 50th birthday present, which is
for real, right?
A little bit
we had to request
got
that.
A while. We got a while.
We have to earn.
Right.
We have to earn it. We haven't earned it.
Oh man.
Yet.
Okay. But here's what they are: words of affirmation, acts of service, gifts, quality time, and physical touch.
Okay, so see gifts. I love gift giving.
Yeah, that is
quality
you.
Time as opposed to superficial time. It's. Probably like sitting there looking at your phones together is not healthy. Probably. Okay.
No. My husband reminds me of that every night. I'm like, I'm sorry. I don't even realize I do it.
God, see, I like to receive them all and give none of them. Like as
you're
I get into this,
no, I am.
You are, you're, no, you are very,
no,
very
meaningful
thoughtful.
With it. Yeah, yeah, I like that because I remember everything too, like Jamie does. You know,
but you're like sneaky because Jamie and I are mushes. And I mean, the first time we meet, we hugged, we squeezed. I'm like, come on in there. Like Lee is definitely you're more reserved.
I like physical touch. From Brits.
I know, you stroke spaghetti squash.
I tried to hug Lee, but it's awkward when I hug Lee because I come up to her about her belly button because I have the legs of a dachshund and she has the legs of a thoroughbred.
I mean, I am aware that people typically don't like their, some people don't like their, face right in my tits. I got to be careful how I hug some people,
I think there's a lot of people, a few people.
I know, I saw it, yeah. Okay.
I'm 5'1", so compared to Lee.
Yeah. Yeah, we're a little bit different. But we are also, I know Lee, you pointed this out in our text that we are halfway through Women's History Month.
We are. Yeah. So anybody here getting paid more or, anybody get anything free yet?
Giving things for free this month. I've definitely gotten some requests to give for free this month, and I declined. Stop.
It ain't your birthday.
Speeches. So I say this for those that are listening, especially those that are thinking, when you ask women to speak for exposure, that is a frequent thing that we are asked.
Because everyone wants our diversity on their panel. Yeah, you know what I mean? They want, they don't want to pay for it.
But they don't want to pay us.
But I go deep. People will do that. And I'm like, hold on a second. And I go and look at the ticket fees for it. I approximate the registration. If they have a list of attendings, I'm counting. I will maybe copy and paste and pop it into ChatGPT to count. We'll have some Excel doing thing for me. But I will go deep on the research and I will point that out. And I say candidly, and then also say, we're moving things aside for that day. You can see me. The request for those things, it's just not.
Well, and one thing I feel like sometimes they never consider is, sure, exposure is great, but it's taking time away from our jobs. And so I might have to take a PTO day, for instance. And so, yes, I'm getting paid, but I had to use a PTO day to come. If I'm traveling, I'm missing time with my family. Like, I don't need quote unquote exposure. I need money. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah. Pay us what we're worth already.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Anyway, I would love to come speak though.
Right.
We've had some very cool outreach literally in the last week, a few conversations.
We can't wait. We're getting out there. We're getting on the road. But one thing I did want to bring up in this happy hour is that we asked you, our followers, for your questions. We asked for your icebreaker questions, right? That we could answer. And we have a laundry list of them. I think maybe what we hit two here. I mean, because my gosh, you know what I mean? let's just shoot the shit with some icebreakers,
We'll end it with icebreakers because then we go mics off for the really fun.
Exactly, right? But I got this whole laundry list, like I said. Is that cringe? Is that cringe corporate speak? I don't know. Okay. Well, here's the first one. We'll start easy. What TV shows have you all been binging lately? What are you all on?
The silence is loud.
Love is Blind. Love is Blind.
Yeah, I'm caught up there.
Love is Blind.
Cringe.
Reunion ep this week. I won't say anything more. I don't like spoilers, but Love is Blind. The first season was filmed in Atlanta, and that was amazing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
I've never watched Love is Blind, so I cannot.
Well, it's a social experiment. Whatever it is. It is interesting. It proves love isn't blind, basically. That's the synopsis of the show.
Yeah.
Yep. But, I see all the memes. The girl who said she looked like Megan Fox.
Yes.
The internet tore the poor girl apart.
But I know, that being said, I don't think she looks that. I see it.
She favors her. I see it. 100%. That girl does favor her.
Also, Full Swing on Netflix, which is the golf. Mm-hmm. It's really good. Golf reality. It's the same thing as the F1 show, all those that they have, the tennis, all of that. And so they have a golf one that just came out last week. So it's good.
Jamie.
Ooh, what about you?
Yeah, One Day with Leo, who's again hot Brit. I'll stay on theme. Oh my God, those accents. But I stopped it before the sad shit. You know what I mean? So I only watch like episode 8, and then I don't want to see someone dying and the love story gone and all that, you know? So I just,
no, thank you.
And then The Tourist was great with Jamie Dornan, who's hot as hell. Irish. I'll accept that accent as well. That works. Submission that is approved. So good though. That show is actually really, really good, but I watch all the things, Okay. Jamie, nothing really. Are you too busy working?
Yeah, I mean,
figures.
I don't want to. It's like I hate people who are like, I don't watch TV. But I will say I did recently get sort of caught up on my Bravo show. So I do like to watch some Bravo shows. My husband calls it my trash TV because sure. He says I don't have enough day to day drama in my work life.
It's a mental palate cleanser. You deal with
really,
enough.
No, it really helps me. I swear sometimes. But I did. I just got caught up on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. We're in reunions, and then I don't know why I'm still watching Vanderpump Rules, but I am.
Gosh,
When we go to Vegas, I want to go to. I love the Vanderpump.
Yes. It's Caesar's.
I would love to go. We need to meet one time in LA too, because I would love to
stalk them or what.
Go to like Sir.
Oh yeah, yeah, perfect. Yeah. Oh, we'll do that. We'll do that. Put on the list. Yeah. We'll put on the list. Oh.
All right. What's our other question?
All right. We got one more time for one more. No kidding. I've got like 50 icebreaker questions.
Okay. Oh my God. People submitted.
I know.
Okay,
they want to know all sorts of shit.
Thank you.
What's y'all's go-to karaoke song?
Oh.
Go, Doja.
I got one.
I got mine.
Ice, Baby.
Do you really?
Ooh.
Oh my God. Yes. Like, oh my God. I love rapping it.
Oh, okay, I bet that's good. Like, do you dance to it too? Like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I can see that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Like, you can get people so hyped to it.
Yeah.
And then people start joining in with you. Like, you don't have to be a good singer, you know, because you're rapping.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love that.
So, also, I had a crush on Vanilla Ice when I was younger.
Obs. I mean, we know that's why you sing it.
Yeah. But it's really embarrassing now.
It is.
I, like, had a poster hanging up in my room.
Oh, it's cute.
I would kiss it. And like, it's fucking weird.
Of course, Obs. Then you French kissed it too, right? Like, you gave it tongue.
It's so gross because he's so gross.
I know. And you're like making out with your hand.
Oh, that's sad.
No, he's not cute anymore.
Rude.
He did not
what if he
well.
Listens to this podcast?
Sorry, Vanilla Ice. I love you.
Lee, what's yours?
Trains, Drops of Jupiter.
Ooh. Wow, I didn't see that one coming. Okay,
yeah. All right. Ooh, are we still karaoke in San Antonio?
For sure. Okay.
Fuck yeah, we are, because I have a place. I have a place here in San Antonio, and I have a bartender, and you know they take care of us. But the times that I have gone, I've gotten free drinks, which is nice. So we should go there.
Let's go. That we should definitely go there.
Print
we should go.
Yes, print it. We'll record that.
Okay, love it.
We'll sing something and then we'll put it on the
There's
socials.
Only one right answer here, and that would be Salt and Peppa, What a Man.
Ooh, oh my God, I would totally.
Here, we can, same thing. You can, it's, I'd be up you know, there people know it, people stage, sing yep. it. It's good. I can see the music video in my head. It's amazing.
I'll sing that for Men's History Month.
I'll do the In Vogue part for you.
Oh God, In Vogue, love.
Or I can rap for you, whatever you need. I'll be a backup dancer even.
I love it. Well, we should probably wrap it up. I don't want to wake up feeling funky tomorrow on my birthday.
I gotta
feel fresh.
Happy
fresh
birthday,
and so fresh and so clean.
We love you.
Thank you all.
Happy birthday.
Appreciate this. I love these Friday happy hours.
Don't forget to gift Ashley a review. Don't forget. Send her some social flowers.
Yeah, either one.
Or yes, or cash. That works too.
That's all fine. Yeah,
totally. All right, everybody. Well, you know the drill. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here.